the liturgy of the word. We recall here the public life of Jesus, proclamation of the gospel and evangelization. The Trisagion. The ministry of the word starts with the Trisagion. In the first part, the deacon invites us to raise our voices and glorify the living Father. And in the second part, addressing the holy, mighty and immortal God, we implore His mercy. This hymn gives us the very same experience of Prophet Isaiah when he heard the angels praising God as holy, holy, holy. Readings from the sacred scripture. There are four readings altogether. The first two from the Old Testament and the next two from the New Testament. The contents of the Old Testament being law and the prophets, the first reading is from the Pentateuch, also called the law, and the second from the prophets. Sometimes the second reading may be from the Acts of the Apostles. The third and the fourth readings will be from the Epistles and the Gospels respectively. Prior to each reading, the celebrant prays and the community sings. In response to the first two readings, the community says, "Praise be to the Lord our God." After the readings of the Epistle and the Gospel, they reply, "Praise be to Christ our Lord." The procession with the Gospel book and the reading. Prior to the reading of the Gospel, holding the Gospel book, the celebrant advances to the Bema in a procession. The celebrant taking the Gospel book from the right side of the altar and coming to the Bema signifies the arrival of Jesus to the earth. We are reminded that Christ Himself, not the priest, comes holding the Gospel book aloft. It is taught in the Second Vatican Council that in the liturgy, Jesus Himself gives the word to us. The people bend their heads and receive the blessings when the celebrant blesses them with the Gospel book, saying, "Peace be with you." The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Psalms chapter 119, verse 105. Through every Holy Qurbana, Jesus Himself gives the Word of God necessary for our daily life. The Word of God grants life, power and health. When we apply these words in our life, it illuminates our life. The homily. The homily is the interpretation of the Word of God. There is a special spirit and power for the homilies given during the celebration of the Holy Qurbana. The Church teaches us how we must apply the Word of God in our day-to-day life and produce results. One who pays attention to the homily carefully and puts it into practice will be like the wise man who has built his house on rock. Karosuda or Karosusa prayer. Karosuda prayer is a response to the word heard and an expression of our faith. This prayer is mainly for spiritual benefits than material blessings. We profess here our faith in the power and protection of God. The deacon winds up the Karosuda prayer, seeking the blessings to live according to the word of God and dedicating all to the hands of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. The prayers of blessing. Through these prayers of blessing, the community is blessed and made ready to attend anaphora, the most important part of the Holy Qurbana. Earlier, those who did not receive baptism were allowed only to attend up to the service of the word. This prayer was also to bless them before they left. When the celebrant recites this prayer, we must bow our heads and receive the blessing. The liturgy of the word ends with this prayer of blessing. We are able to receive the word of God as a spiritual food through the liturgy of the word and get ready for the liturgy of the breaking of the bread.